First, a scan across the news of the day. Annie Haspel joins me.
Hi, Sarah. We're beginning with Australia today, with all eyes still nervously on Victoria. Premier Daniel Andrews this morning announced an additional 471 coronavirus cases and 8 deaths over the last 24 hours. In that state, 250,000 employees are housebound under Stage 4 restrictions. Now, to the wider Australian picture, which has certainly changed over the past weeks, there's almost 20,000 confirmed cases, about half of those recovered, and 247 deaths. Worldwide, the number of confirmed cases is creeping towards 19 million, half of them recovered, and 705,000 deaths.
And a big security announcement today from the federal government.
Yes, under this $1.67 billion cybersecurity package, the Australian Federal Police will be given powerful new cyber tools to break into the networks of online pedophiles and terrorists who use computer servers on the dark web. The Home Affairs Minister will be able to step in and compel the operators of critical infrastructure, that's power companies, ports, communication, to improve their defences against sabotage and spying. And they've added to that list of critical infrastructure, they've added in banking, finance, health, food and grocery. Also, as part of the package, small and medium-sized businesses will be given more support to upgrade their cybersecurity systems. The announcement played very deliberately to the worst fears of the average Australian. Here's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.
Importantly today, we're announcing that we're going to have an extra 100 cyber detectives hunting down these criminal syndicates that are targeting our children online. The attacks now that we're seeing on all sorts of businesses, but families as well, what should be a safe environment is not for many families. And we want to make that safe through this investment strategy, through this cyber strategy.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, and more on that story later in the show. Now in Beirut, facts are starting to emerge about yesterday's explosion.
The ammonium nitrate which exploded had arrived in 2013 on a Moldovan-flagged ship, which entered Beirut port after suffering technical problems on its way from Georgia to Mozambique. It was inspected, banned from leaving, and was shortly afterwards abandoned by its owners. Its cargo was stored in a port warehouse for safety reasons. Now, the head of Beirut Port and the head of the Customs Authority have both insisted that they had written to the judiciary several times, asking that the chemical be exported or sold on to ensure port safety. But a number of Beirut Port officials, probably those same people, have now been placed under house arrest, pending an investigation. That blast killed at least 135 people and injured more than 4,000 others, and a two-week state of emergency has begun.
And the disaster has raised issues about a similar storage situation here in Australia.
Well, yes, there's a stockpile of ammonium nitrate just 3 kilometres from the centre of Newcastle on the New South Wales coast. And that pile is 4 times larger than the one that exploded in Beirut. Even though the owners of the Newcastle storage, Orica, say it is safe and strictly regulated and audited, there are, of course, now fresh calls for it to be relocated away from residents.
Thanks, Annie.